Welcome to Flourish Fully Radio and welcome to all my listeners. Today I'm really excited about speaking with Dr. Samuel Milliam. He's a physician and an epidemiologist specializing in public health. He has more than 100 scientific publications dealing with the health effects of electricity. He was awarded the Ramazan Prize for his pioneering work in describing the occupational cancer risks of electromagnetic fields. Dr. Milliam first alerted the world about the major link between exposure to electromagnetic fields and human disease. His book, Dirty Electricity, now in its second edition, is the go-to book on EMF. It's a book written with a lot of sensitivity and packed with information. Welcome, Dr. Milliam.
Morning.
For our audience who doesn't know, could you tell us what electromagnetic fields are?
Oh, you can't see them, taste them, touch them, or feel them, but anytime current passes through a wire, it puts off electromagnetic fields. I think there's still some confusion about what to measure. Well, let's face it, the Earth has a big metal core that puts out strong magnetic fields that makes a compass point north or south. That changes every 10,000 years, which is remarkable. The polarity of the planet changes. I wonder how the animals that migrate using the compass manage them when it changes. But then there's frictional electricity. You know, when you comb your hair, your comb picks up static charge. The magnetic fields and electric fields that are associated with the transmission, generation, and use of electricity. So basically, we measure magnetic fields and electric fields and are pretty well tied together. But there's other sorts of natural fields, such as the Schumann resonances, which happen when lightning discharges and these bounce off the Van Allen belt. We evolved with those. They are at the same frequency as our brain waves. So I don't think it's coincidental. I think we evolved with those. And unfortunately, we did not evolve with all this stuff that happened since Edison began wiring up our planet in the 1800s.
Right. Well, you wrote, when Edison began wiring New York City with a direct current electricity distribution system in the 1880s, he gave humankind the magic of electric light, heat, and power. As well, he created a Pandora's box of unimaginable illness and death. So, what's the problem with electricity?
If you look at what I did is I started studying childhood leukemia. And after a while, it became obvious to me that it had something to do with electricity. But then when I started digging into it, that's why I wrote the book. It's not just childhood leukemia, it's all the cancers, it's suicide, it's cardiovascular, it's all the diseases of civilization. And if you look at mortality and morbidity statistics, by the turn of the century, you could see big, big differences in places that had electricity versus places that didn't have it. Like New York City, by the turn of the century, the average life expectancy was down to 44 years for men, say 46 for women. People living in places without electricity were living into their 60s and 70s. And even today, the Amish who don't use electricity have much, much more favorable morbidity and mortality from all sorts of things than we do. They don't use electricity, they don't get exposed. But they are getting exposed now through the earth because the utilities are dumping the return currents into the ground. And there's no place to hide anymore.
How does that work?
Well, the way it works is you've heard of electric circuits. All the electricity that's delivered to your house, to run your motors, or to industry, has to go back to where it came from. It does it at the speed of light. And if you look up on the power poles, you see those gray cans, those are transformers. They've got three connections on them, the outside two are the hots. They deliver the current and the electricity to your house. The center one is the neutral or the return tap. all the electricity that comes to your house runs back out. It gets up to that tap, and it goes back to the utility on a neutral wire. Unfortunately, in the last, say, 34 years, the utilities have been had a down ground between the transformer and the earth, which is for lightning protection, but now they're dumping about 80% of the delivered electricity back into the ground for substation return. The people who found out this early on were the dairy farmers. The cows stopped giving milk, started dying and getting sick 30, 40 years ago. And, my friend Dave Stetzer really worked this up and showed that he knows what frequencies are causing the problem. Unfortunately, it's against public utility codes and all sorts of other regs, but the utilities, you know, get away with it. Instead of putting new wires up to carry the power back to the substations, they dump it into the ground. And it does go back. It runs through the ground. But then it gets into houses through water pipes and through the slab if houses don't have a foundation. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Are you saying that the power that's being dumped back into Mother Earth, does that have the possibility to change Mother Earth?
Well, it probably changes all the animals in Mother Earth and all the animals standing on it, including us. You know, I've a couple of months ago, I measured current in my body due to this phenomenon, and I wrote a paper on it. I showed that I was living in Southern California at the time, and the condo was built on a slab. And I showed that if I stood on the slab barefoot, I had a level of current. If I touched the metal conduit or a water pipe, I got a much higher level in my body. And if I took a shower, well, the way this happened, I got into this research, some woman called me and said that every time she got in the shower, she got sick. She's kind of electrosensitive. And then I looked up that literature and found out that people have implanted cardioverters. These are gizmos in their chest. So when their heart doesn't work right, they automatically shock the heart back into normal rhythm and rate. The people with those devices, their cardioverters were failing in the showers for the very same reason, because when they touched the shower handle, they're put current into their body, which messed up this electric device in their chest. So, unfortunately, once the stuff is into the ground, it gets into everything that's connected to the ground, including us, and animals and cows, and metal structures connected to the earth. And it's called stray voltage. It's a misnomer. There's nothing stray about it, because they intentionally put it there for substation return. The other problem it causes is people living near the substation that it's returning to, it's like a sewage treatment plant. All the stuff upstream, electricity upstream, runs down through the ground, and people who live near the substations are getting shocks and other kinds of problems because the currents are much higher there because they're close to the place it's going to.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Sickening is what it is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm interested in the mitochondria, and the mitochondria are all about electron transport. And here we're getting a bad bombardment that makes the mitochondria unable to cope with that level.
Let's face it, our bodies are electrochemical soup. Everything works electrically. You know, your brain, your heart, your guts, your skin, your sensation, your nerve conduction, it's all electrical. So is it any wonder that dumping this stuff into our environment and into our bodies has effects on us? I mean, we know a lot of things it does. Some are beneficial. They use pulsed magnetic fields to accelerate bone healing. Fractures accelerate the osteo, the little cells that make bone, make more bone, make it faster when you treat them with certain fields. But unfortunately, I think the negative effects far outweigh anything that it does good for us. Like I say, it's just tied to all sorts of increased morbidity and mortality. And it can happen quickly. Like in my book, I write about a school where the whole classroom had ADHD. And by filtering out the nasty electricity, within an hour, and make them normal. And the teacher in that class was smarter than I was. She pulled these filters that were doing the job. She'd pull them out, and she could make the kids sick again, like within 45 minutes. So it probably has to do with neurotransmitters and other things. But I think your body perceives EMF as a stressor. And we know stress is super bad at all levels.
Yes, at all levels.
Yeah.
Do you feel there's a lot of information currently about Roundup and glyphosates and the chemical toxins? Do you think that this is a synergistic effect with those products or issues, or do you think it's two things acting to be bigger than the two?
Well, it could there could be some synergism, but if you look at the timing, this business with this morbidity and mortality was in full bloom before those chemicals were invented. And this goes back to the late 1800s. By the turn of the century, and you can see huge differences in urban, rural mortality and morbidity. Even today, you don't see the major leukemia of childhood and these diseases in places that don't have electricity. Sub-Saharan Africa, some parts of India, real rural areas, they just don't have it. The pesticides and the herbicides, they came on after World War II.
Yes. Yes, they did. What do you do to protect yourself?
Well, avoidance is the best thing. I mean, I never, ever put a cell phone up against my head. I've got filters that I get from Stetson Electric in my house to get the high-frequency transients down to a manageable level. And this, with this computer I'm looking at you right now, I found out just by sheer chance that if I touch the console, it puts really high currents into my body. And I found out that by attaching a USB to a ground on my computer, I can prevent myself. I'm not home right now, so I don't have it, so I don't dare touch the console except to shut it off. Everyone like this in the country, people are using it, putting their hands on it, they're getting carcinogenic levels of electric current into their bodies without knowing it. I've called the company, and they won't do anything about it.
There's a USB cord that you can get that goes in.
I fabricated it. I have a friend who fabricated it. What he did is he just went to the hardware store and bought a 3-prong plug, and we just basically soldered the USB to the ground plug, the little round plug, that I bought from the hardware store. So it basically attaches an outlet ground to my device, my computer, and it gets rid of that stuff. The only time I see it is when the power cord is plugged in, but no, it's plugged in all the time.
Is that is that commercially available?
I don't think so, but it's not hard to make. I suppose if you look, I've never tried to look for one commercially, but I'm sure some genius has probably markets it.
Okay, tell me exactly what I should Google for that device.
Just what you want is an outlet ground connection to that's got a USB on it.
Okay.
All I needed was a soldering iron and a plug from the hardware store, and I did it.
Yeah, I have not heard anybody talking about that. That's huge. I mean, of course, all the radiation emitted from the screen and all that, but actually touching the keyboard and absorbing all that bad electricity is another story.
That's for sure. But this isn't the only device. There's lots of other devices that I'm sure have the same problem. And I'm really disturbed about the big trend toward variable frequency drives, variable speed drives on electric motors. You can't buy an air conditioner without these anymore, and they inject a whole bunch of this horrible stuff into your wiring and into your life. And the solar and wind power, they're bad because if they just make the DC direct current, it's fine. But the inverters that they all have to attach them to the grid, they make bad news. And that's another problem with the cell towers. All the cell towers run on direct current. All transmitters use direct current. And they can't buy that from the utility. So they take the utility AC and change it to DC. And the inverters that do that put this dirty electricity back into the wires. That was the problem in the school that I report on in my book. They had a cell tower on campus that was really making terrible dirty electricity in the classrooms.
What can be done?
Well, there's a lot can be done, but unfortunately, there's just so much money in the cellular industry and in the utility industry that they don't do anything. They bought off the regulators and the public utility commissions. And so far, I haven't been able to do anything. You know, I can't get most of the schools to do anything, and they're still siting cell towers in churches and schools and on campus. All of it's bad. And look at it, I'll be in my grave many, many years before anybody pays attention to this, but they'll look back and say, hey, Melham was right. And ultimately something will get done. But, you know, I lived through cigarette smoking and asbestos. And it just took 40, 50 years before anything happened. And this is a new ball game. And there's so much money floating around.
Yes, it's a travesty for sure. In reviewing your book, you write letters to different organizations pointing out issues, health issues.
No response.
And no response. So what can a community of interested people do?
My tack, the only thing that turned asbestos and smoking around was some lawsuits. And I've been dying, I've been looking for years to find attorneys that would take the industry on. We've got tremendous cases. I mean, I got a school where the teachers are dropping like flies and so are the kids, and we can prove that it's the electricity, and I've got individual cases where I know that this was the problem was caused by EMF, and it's perfect cases. I got publications on describing it. Luckily, we're starting to win some lawsuits for the dairy farmers, but it's not people. Unfortunately, we're going to have to sue the utilities and the PUC commissions and the people who, the solar people and the wind farm people, they're killing cows, they're killing people, and they're getting away with it.
So I've been reading a lot of the work about earthing, going barefoot.
Bad news. Oh, God, horrible. Oh, boy. You know, I got a call from a woman a number of years ago. She said she bought one of these earthing blankets and Every time she used it, she felt sick. So I told her. Well, actually, Dave Stetzer and I, we got one of these earthing blankets and hooked it up as recommended, both to the outlet ground in the house and to a natural ground in the earth that drove a stake into the ground. The trouble is, the earth is so contaminated with this stuff now that it runs back in. Gets into people who are on the earthing blanket. So we showed, you know, 5 volts of nasty stuff coming in, bad waveforms, and it's no wonder people get sick from them. So, you know, unless you can find a clean place to do your earthing, don't do it.
So what used to be a healthy process is been taken away from us.
Yeah, well, it's this ground, the stray voltage in the ground again. That's the problem. You know, I measured it on a Cascade Crest Trail. I take my equipment, I hike miles up into the mountains, and it's there. It's everywhere. It's everywhere in North America because we use a grounded Y system. Now, there are places, especially in Europe, where they don't do this, and therefore earthing would probably be a whole lot more benign there. But right in this country, it's bad news.
But it doesn't stay localized to this country because the oceans, the salt water is a conductant, right?
Yeah, but you know what? It just doesn't work that way. It's basically, it traverses the ground. I've made measurements in islands out in Puget Sound, which have no electricity, and it's in the ground there. It's not coming through the salt water. It's traversing under the water in the earth.
Wow, That's amazing. I've learned so much from you today, and I hope everybody else has. Do you have a parting message for our listeners?
Yeah, well, you know, not that I'm trying to push the book, but read the book and pay attention to it. And there are things you can do, basically, if you can avoid smart meters and Wi-Fi in any form, wireless routers. The single appliance I find that causes the most problems are these cordless DECT phones, DECT phones, digital enhanced cordless telephones. Those are horrible. The base unit is put in RF line. You know, I tell people, buy a cheap AM portable radio, turn it off station, and walk around your house or your office, and any place it howls with static, you've got a terrible problem of your exposure. And the DECT phones do it, and your microwave oven does it, and your computer does it, anything that's got a charger that does it. So it kind of shows you what to avoid, and a lot of times you get sneaky exposures that you don't know about that the radio will pick up, like from your neighbors.
Right, right. So you buy an inexpensive AM/FM radio and
turn it on AM.
Turn it on AM.
And turn it off station, between stations, so you get that white noise.
Yes.
And you can check it with your microwave. Just get near your microwave with it, and you see like 20 feet away it'll howl. So, and then you know what to listen for, and you find it everywhere, in buildings, and schools. So those are two suggestions that are practical. I got them in my book.
Yes, I want to tell everybody again, the name of Samuel Milam's book is Dirty Electricity, Electrification and the Diseases of Civilization. It's on Amazon. It's an easy read. It's outstanding. It will raise your consciousness of what's going on in your own personal environment and, of course, the implications for our world as we know it.
Yeah, well, it's been fun.
Thank you very much.